Hello?
John?
Hello, Daddy. Say, are you bringing the diary down here tonight?
A little later on. Right now, I've got a very disagreeable job to do.
Yes?
I'm calling from a beauty parlor.
Well, are you waiting for your wife?
Worse. My wife made me bring Snooks here to get her hair waved for a party. I hope nobody saw me enter this place.
Well, look, as soon as you're through, come right over, will you?
As soon as I'm through, John. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Snooks in a beauty parlor? Oh, well.
Daddy!
Yes?
How much longer do I have to wait to be beautiful?
Don't be too optimistic.
Why?
You can't buy beauty like you can a pound of liver.
Oh. Will it make me look like a pound of liver, Daddy?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Sit still and look at those magazines.
Does Mommy come to this beauty parlor?
Yes.
Why?
Because hope springs eternal in a woman's breast. Now, let me read, Snooks.
Daddy.
What is it?
Do they try to make Mommy look like a pound of liver?
On the contrary, they try to make her not look like a pound of liver.
Do they try real hard?
Very hard.
Let's go to another beauty parlor.
What for?
Mommy still looks like a pound
Snooks.
Of liver.
I forbid you to make any more disparaging remarks about your mother's appearance.
You started it.
I did not. Now keep quiet. Those nosy women are beginning to look at us.
That fat one looks like a pound of liver, Daddy.
Shh. She looks more like an old stew to me.
I'm going to tell her what you said.
You sit still, you little vixen. Oh, I'm sick and tired of playing nursemaid to you.
And Robespierre.
Yes, and Robespierre. I've had to bathe you and feed you and dress you ever since you were born.
And you had to change your...
Yes. I had to change your bedclothes, too.
I wasn't going to...
I don't care. I'm just fed up with the whole business. When Robespierre was an infant, who had to pace the floor with him at night? Who had to make his formulas, warm his bottles?
Huh?
Has anything worse ever happened to a man?
Yes. Yeah.
When?
When Mommy made you put ribbons in your nightie to fool him.
Fine spectacle I must have been.
I think it looked pretty, Daddy.
Oh, stop it. And now she's capped the climax by forcing me to take you to a beauty parlor. I'm so embarrassed I could kill myself.
Why?
Because men don't go into beauty parlors.
Uncle Louie goes.
He only drives Aunt Sophie there because she hasn't got a car.
Well, why does Aunt Sophie go?
It's supposed to improve her looks.
Then why don't it?
I don't know. Keep quiet.
And Sophie ain't as beautiful as Mommy, is she, Daddy?
No.
Why?
It doesn't matter to me at all.
Well, you ain't married to her.
Now, that's not the reason. Uncle Louis doesn't seem to mind it if Aunt Sophie is homely, does he?
Don't he?
No. He knows full well that beauty is only skin deep.
Then why don't he skin her?
Oh, can't you stop for 2 minutes? You've got every woman in the place listening to us. Look at the pictures in that magazine.
All right. Daddy!
Now what is it?
Why are those two girls throwing dirt on that woman?
She's getting a mud pack.
Why?
It's supposed to cleanse the pores or something. If you put mud on your skin, it gets clean.
What kind of mud is it, Daddy?
Just plain mud.
Dirty old mud.
Dirty old mud.
And it makes you clean?
Yeah.
I want a mud pack.
Snooks.
I want a mud pack.
You came here to get your hair waved, and that's all you're going to get.
I want to make my face clean with that mud.
It only gets clean after you wash it off.
Do you have to wash?
Certainly.
Then I don't want a mud pack.
That's fine.
Why has that lady got her hands in the mud, Daddy?
I don't know.
What?
They say it has a reducing effect, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe her hands are too big and she wants to take weight off.
Oh. Why don't she sit in the mud?
That is her business.
Big business, ain't it?
Oh, where's that girl? She promised to wave your hair 15 minutes ago.
Who waves your hair, Daddy?
Nobody waves my hair. It's natural.
Yeah?
Yeah. And keep your voice down.
Who's the Marines, Daddy?
What?
That muddy lady said tell it to the Marines.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get out of this miserable place. I'm not going to stay here and be insulted by a bunch of smirking females.
I'm going to leave.
I tell you to come with me.
Oh, I'm going to the party and Mommy says I got to have my hair waved.
We'll get it waved tomorrow.
The party's tonight.
Oh. Well, why don't they wait on you? I'm getting more uncomfortable by the minute.
Get in the mud with that lady, Daddy.
Don't give me advice. And don't make another sound.
Why?
Because if you do, I'll wring your neck.
If you wring my neck, will anybody answer?
No.
Why?
Because you've got nobody home upstairs. All right, all right.
I want to go home.
Well, good. Come on.
Oh, don't run away, Mr. Higgins. I'm ready now.
Who's that, Daddy?
Oh, she's the beauty operator.
I'm glad to see you again, Mr. Higgins.
Again?
Miss...
Would you care for a shampoo tonight before we set your
hair...
Oh,
there's some mistake. I brought my little girl here to get her hair waved.
Yeah. Daddy's is natural.
Oh? Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Can you take the child in a hurry, miss? She has to go to a party.
Certainly. I'll go prepare a booth.
How does she know you, Daddy?
Now listen, Snooks. I know what you're thinking, and you're wrong. It happens that I once did come in here because...
Because what, Daddy?
Because I thought I was losing my hair, and I took some treatments.
Waving treatment?
No. It was just to promote the growth. Now, promise me you won't tell anybody, Snooks.
Suppose I don't want it.
Then I'll spank you.
Shall I turn over?
You mean you won't promise not to tell?
That's what I mean, Daddy.
You'll eat those words. There. Now will you promise not to tell?
No.
Then here's another. Well... Why not?
Because I found out about it last week.
Yes?
And I already told everybody.
You're...